You're tuned in to Agriculture Today, and we've been talking up all this spring, economizing in every aspect of crop production here in Kansas, and that relates to the current commodity prices and how you producers must find as many means as possible of keeping that belt tight, financially speaking, in your cropping operations. We want to visit now about making prudent decisions on fertilizer applications, and we'll let you know about a way of making the best choice on fertilizer through an online tool that you can utilize out of K-State. More on that in just a moment. Along with us once more is farm management economist, K-State Research and Extension, Greg Ibendahl. Greg, among other things, you've recently completed an analysis comparing nitrogen fertilizer prices amongst the main sources of nitrogen. And there's an important reason why producers should be doing this themselves, right?
Yeah, I mean, it always helps to price shop and look at what different products actually cost you. And I guess it would come as, you know, no surprise. You know, if you're looking at things truly just on a cost per unit of N basis, you know, anhydrous ammonia is going to be your best bet. It typically averages about 8 to 12 cents a pound cheaper than what the next lowest price fertilizer source of nitrogen would be, which would be, in most cases, going to be urea. And then that has a little bit of a cost advantage in over the liquid type products again. So if you're just looking on that basis, you know, anhydrous ammonia is the way to go. But, you know, there's a lot of other considerations you need to look at too, besides just the price per unit of N when you're looking at fertilizer.
And let's bring those up. One of the primary other factors has to be the cost of applying that product, does it not?
Yeah, sure. You know, and also the you know, anhydrous ammonia is certainly not the safest thing you could be applying out there because you're dealing with high pressure materials. You have to use special application stuff. And if you do have a leak, it could be a bad situation. So, you know, those are some negatives for using anhydrous ammonia where the other products are safer. And, you know, a lot of cases, farmers will have tools to put that on. A lot of farmers may not have actually an application rig to actually apply the nitrogen and in the anhydrous form themselves.
But the economics of those applications, you might compare those specifically.
Yeah, I think so. Typically, if you're going to put in anhydrous ammonia, you're going to have to knife it in, and that's going to probably cost you probably, as opposed to broadcast with some of the other products, the dry products, it's probably going to cost you probably, you know, at least, you know, $6 to $8 or more higher per acre to apply the anhydrous ammonia. And that's something a cost you don't want to overlook when you consider the entire cost of the fertilizer.
If one is opting for the liquid products, UAN, once more, the product itself is on the upper end of the expense side, but applying that product, do you gain anything there economically?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the most versatile product because you have so many ways you can actually apply the liquid products. I mean, you can put it on, a lot of folks will put it on, you know, as they're planting. You can mix it with other chemicals and pesticides as well. And for the folks who irrigate, you can apply it through the irrigation water too. So there's definitely some cost savings if you're going to go that route. Really, you kind of need to look at the whole thing, I think, in a whole farm perspective and look at your total system when you look at these things.
And the comprehensive view is what you're striving for here. And that leads us to the fertilizer cost tool that you've put together on the agmanager.info website that producers can use. Explain how this operates and how producers can optimize it, if you would.
Well, this kind of goes back to some information I've been looking at as far as recommendations I've been reading on the web about how to price fertilizer. So, you know, agronomists are always going to give you a recommendation for fertilizer in the pounds of N, P, and K you need to apply to your soil for a particular crop in a particular field, which is fine, and that's the way the plant would use the nutrients, you know, in N, P, and K form. But when it comes to pricing the fertilizers, I mean, you don't go to your co-op and buy N, P, and K directly. Well, I guess you buy the N in somewhat a direct form, but when it comes to the phosphorus, in most cases, you're going to buy that as a combination product. It's either DAP or MAP. So when you look at how to price these things as the N, P, and K, it becomes a difficult proposition. And a lot of it really has to go back to the phosphorus part of it because you're actually buying some N with the P part of it, and that makes it really hard to determine a price. As I said earlier, there's a lot of issues sometimes because it makes it really hard to price those combination products.
That's why you've come up with this tool. It's an Excel spreadsheet where producers can plug in values on price, on a pound of product and so forth, and arrive at something that gives them at least some guidance here?
Yeah, it came about because of some of the recommendations I've been seeing on the web says that when you price the DAP and MAP products, what they recommend in a lot of cases on the web says to you can price your phosphorus basically as a residual of what the nitrogen price is. So basically you would apply a price from some nitrogen product that we were using. You would calculate that from the DAP or MAP, and then your phosphorus would be what was left over. But that's really not going to give you the correct answer in a lot of situations. And it goes back to the fact that, like, if you know, for a corn product, well, that's fine, you can do that. But when it comes to soybeans, where you don't really need the nitrogen, then really you should price the phosphorus part of it in DAP and MAP as a whole cost of the entire product here. As some of the websites that say, well, you can price DAP or MAP, the P part, based on whatever you had for the N part from another product, that's not going to work out when it comes to soybeans and some other products. So I developed this spreadsheet as a way to get around that. It doesn't come up with the lowest cost fertilizer recommendation based on another product. They actually use linear programming techniques, which will actually give you the truest, lowest cost product combination in all situations.
Well, how does it work then, in brief here? How might the producer utilize this tool?
Well, it may sound a little bit complicated because I mentioned linear programming, but when it comes to using it, it's really not that bad. You just have to have the solver activated in Excel, which is not that big of a deal to do. So what you have to do is you have to put in the pounds of N, P, and K that are recommended by your agronomist as a start. And then you have to have the actual price of all the fertilizers. So here in Kansas, we have probably about 8 different fertilizer products that are fairly commonly used. There'll be several nitrogen products that are nitrogen only. And then we have DAP and MAP, which will be they have both N and P in it. And then we have, you know, the potassium side of things too here. So basically you enter all those components in for the different prices. You put in the field recommendation, and there's a button you push on the spreadsheet, and that will actually then calculate the lowest set of combination fertilizer that will meet your needs and give you the lowest price. And you can go in on this tool and actually check off if you don't want to apply like anhydrous ammonia. Maybe you prefer not to use that. You can actually check not to have that included in the solution. It will then give you the next lowest price source of in the combination.
So you can customize this as per your situation, your local prices, your local recommendations on amount of product to apply, so forth. That's the beauty of this.
Yeah, exactly. And it will tell you what the lowest cost combination is. And then you can actually has the ability to actually save some scenarios. So you can look at different combinations of things and see which is the lowest price combination for your particular farm. And the nice thing about that is, as I mentioned in the first part of this, is that we need to consider application costs in there too here. So if you do see some recommendation that includes anhydrous ammonia, well, you need to go back then and figure what's probably going to be a higher application cost for anhydrous and factor that into your cost consideration as well.
I have to ask you here, Greg, does this tool allow one to consider nutrients other than the main three, N, P, and K?
Not currently. Those are probably going to be the biggest ones. You know, sulfur is becoming a little bigger issue in some parts of the state as well here, but currently I just looking at those three sources. And again, the issue comes in because of the phosphorus side of things, because typically producers are going to buy either DAP or MAP for that, and that's a combination product, so we need to work around that fact that there's two nutrients in one fertilizer product.
And again, those big three are where the costs truly lie, and as far as your fertilization program for your crops. So it's really handy. It sounds like a lot is going on here with this tool, but it's fairly straightforward and user-friendly.
Yeah, for the most part, like I said, you need to make sure solver's activated, but there's some instructions in the website if it's not. And usually for the solver thing, once you turn it on, that's the only time you need to worry about that. So that's just kind of a one-time deal. From then on out, whenever you use a tool, basically, like I said, you just put in your requirements you need on the field and make sure that your fertilizer prices are up to date and hit the one button for solve, and it will give you the fertilizer mix that you need for that particular field.
Excellent. And it's found on agmanager.info. It's a free of charge service, basically, right?
Yep. Basically, just go to our AgManager tools, and it should be in that section.
But to reiterate what you said earlier about the importance of producers taking this close of a look at their fertilizer costs, the economics of the day basically dictate that, don't they?
Yeah, you know, when crop prices aren't too good, that's going to be have to look for some ways to try to eke out a profit as best you can, and that means we need to start looking at all our expense categories really close, and, you know, fertilizer certainly falls in that category, something we need to watch out for and find the lowest price fertilizer. That may mean, actually, some cases, maybe looking at different sources for your fertilizer. Maybe you have one set of places you've been going to. Maybe you need to consider some of the other local sources of fertilizer as well.
Very well. And this tool will be extraordinarily helpful for producers toward that end of determining their most economical fertilizer decisions for their crop production this year. You've two items actually on agmanager.info to check out. Greg's nitrogen fertilizer price comparison analysis he brought up earlier, which gets into those basic comparisons between the three key nitrogen sources, those being anhydrous ammonia, UAN, and urea. And then the full directions for utilizing the fertilizer cost tool. Those are spelled out very clearly on agmanager.info. Simply look for the links to those two articles. Greg, good work and very helpful for our producers as they work through this exercise that's very important to their bottom line this year. Thanks for your time right here.
Thanks.
He's a farm management economist with K-State Research and Extension, is Greg Eipendahl. You're tuned in to Agriculture Today. When we come back after the break, we'll hear once again from K-State's Eric D. Wolf on disease issues in the Kansas winter wheat crop as we head into the final month of the growing season. He'll let us know what's happening with the rust diseases in our stands out there. Also, this week's edition of the Kansas Soybean Update coming your way. Greg Akagi standing by with that and more still ahead here on the K-State Radio Network. Please stay with us.